this is a great time to really enjoy and celebrate. Celebrate football, celebrate the Lions, but also celebrate Detroit.
You know the Lions won again. Another one. You know the Lions won again.
That's all we do. All we do is win. Come on.
Celebrate our city and just really focus on just really all the great work that we all as Detroiters have done to move our city forward and really prepare for all the great things that are on the horizon.
Talking a little bit about the importance of going to where Detroiters are and showing them that, you know, you are appreciated, seen, and heard.
Well, you know, I think that has been ensuring that Detroiters really are benefiting and are engaged in the draft, that we're not just thinking about visitors, has been really front and center in everyone's mind when it comes to the draft. I know it's something that the mayor said was very important to him.
And people who have only read about Detroit in the national newspapers will get a chance to see the beauty for themselves. We're very excited about the way that we're doing it. And I'm really pleased at what the whole team is doing with the Detroit Experience to make sure our children and our families can participate. They will be running youth programs that include football clinics and flag football competitions and tailgating and $1 million in investment in youth programs. We are going to make sure our own community is a part of this draft.
Visit Detroit, everyone has been really focused on that. One of the things that we're doing, in addition to the on the clock tour, we're investing in really leaving a legacy of impacting kids in sports and literacy through programs like Beyond Basics and Project Play. And that's $1 million investment that we're making. That's on top of the on the clock tour. So we want to make sure that people are invested and enjoying it, because look, Detroit, the reason why Detroit landed the draft is because of all the work that we have done as Detroiters to make our city a great place that the nation wants to visit, wants to be part of. And I think it is imperative upon us as this committee to make sure that we actually leave a lasting impact and make sure that even if you can't get downtown, you're able to enjoy and participate in this amazing event.
Oh, Detroit people, where you at, man? Let me see them hands in the sky. Detroit, motherfuckers, till we die.
Greetings, my gangsters and all my thugs. Throw them hands up and show some love. And welcome to Detroit City.
People from the city of Detroit, oftentimes we don't go downtown to have fun or do a lot of the activities that we want to do. We stay around our neighborhood. So just to have something like this coming to them or to us is a very, very important thing. So just continuing on, what are some of the grassroots organizations or groups that you all are working with or are working with in order to make sure that you are meeting the needs in each neighborhood?
Well, you know, we are working with a number of organizations, and we're actually beginning that process of identifying some other smaller nonprofits that we're going to be working with as part of the draft effort. But I think for us, we've really tapped into the City of Detroit Parks and Recreation Division, really working with them, and also the Civil Rights Inclusion Division to ensure that Detroit businesses understand how to get certified, not just for the draft opportunities, but for business opportunities around events that are coming months and months and years down the road to make sure that we're prepared. So we're really focused on making sure that we're leaving a lasting legacy and making a significant impact in Detroit and our neighborhoods and beyond. A lot of our work, one thing that I think shouldn't be lost is that we're also really focusing on how we can impact some of the surrounding communities in Wayne County and Oakland County, like Pontiac. And, you know, downriver, River Rouge, there's a lot of different communities that we're really looking at how we can be supportive.
You had your chance and blew it. You blew it. Stand aside and watch a real do it.
Thinking about, you know, supporting communities, supporting people, supporting the people around, of course, the job opportunities, the opportunities to possibly network or just, you know, get yourself into a possible new career path or whatever it may be. But there are opportunities for Detroiters to work.
Absolutely. There are opportunities. We have paid opportunities that are available on the Visit Detroit website when you look up the draft, where people can learn about how they can become a teammate. And work with the event, and just really just have a great opportunity to be part of the event and be paid for it. So we're really hoping people sign up and apply for that. And we've had a pretty strong response so far, so we are pleased.
And just one of my last questions is about some of the activities that people can expect to see when they are going to different recreation centers throughout the city of Detroit, all the way through yes. April, right before the draft itself. So I'm thinking about this whole lineup throughout the winter into the spring almost. And just what are some of the things that people can expect when they're headed to the rec centers?
They can expect a fun day filled with activities for the entire family. That's the real focus of this, is really having an opportunity to enjoy the draft, celebrate what's coming with the entire family right in the comfort of your neighborhood. But I also want to say, while we are doing a ton of great events throughout neighborhoods, we also want to encourage people to come downtown. There will be so many activations during the draft weekend that we really want everyone to participate in. We need a sea of Lions fans down there during the draft as well. So really, we want people to come to the on-the-clock tour, go to the events at the rec center, your neighborhood, come downtown for some of the activation events, and we just are so excited.
Everybody count off. Let me hear you count.
One, two, three, four.
All those that's ready, let me hear you say ready.
It's just amazingly exciting. So if you could just really quickly give me a rundown of some of the things that are going to be happening that weekend, so people can kind of get prepped up and ready, like you said, so they know what to expect when they get downtown during this amazing experience.
Well, it's going to be a large footprint of a lot of range of a range of different events that people can participate in. There's going to be like a family fun zone. There's going to be like the fan zone, a lot of different things. And every day is going to be different. So Thursday is the main day where the televised draft kicks off, right? Then you're going to have events on Friday. And then Saturday is a lot of like kind of a really family-friendly, kid-friendly day. And then Sunday as well. So it's really like 4 days of just having a great time in the city and downtown.